two nights only of former dance projects, and Riverside Theatres will be presenting Above Ground, a two-part dance work that explores the subtleties of above ground movement with apparatus. Featured in Above Ground are two works, Cat's Cradle from physical theatre company Legs on the Wall, and Soft Prosthetics and Metal Gods from celebrated choreographer Catherine Puey in collaboration with artist Lux Eterna. This morning we're joined by Catherine herself to tell us more. Good morning, Catherine.
Hi, Sophie. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. How are you going?
Good. Yeah, really in the thick of the creative process at the moment.
So your work, it's centered around external devices and prosthetics to enhance and expand our human experience. Can you tell us more about that?
Okay, so we've been in research over the last couple of years, Lux and I, and Lux comes from a videography background, so her extended body is the camera, and how that extends the gaze and how vision is, that capacity is enhanced. And for me, coming from a dance background and movement, my extension is stilts, so looking at the extension of the actual physical body. So what we're doing in this work is really subverting these objects and through our bodies transforming shapes and space, we are using these devices to really invite the audience to question how they see and how they also embody their own physical bodies.
So how do how does the video aspect kind of interact with the stilt aspect of this work, and how, what will the audience experience quintessentially?
So what we've been really focusing on is integrating the actual camera into the live work, so it's not just sit in the corner on a tripod, but actually inside the work with a live feed. So as the movement is happening, the audience can actually really, I guess, embody the motion of the physical dance and have a sense of an intimate gaze, even though, you know, they're sitting in the seat, but they can have this really sense of close engagement with the work, with the Lux's vision through the camera, and also the experience of the physical movement. Yeah.
What kind of interested you about prosthetics and stilts to use in this work?
I guess we live in such a prosthetic world, you know, everything, like our cars, our glasses, everything is, they're there to serve us, you know. And so I guess coming from this place of the body as a dancer and taking in these stilts, I started to really think, wow, actually these are moving me as much as I'm in control of them. You know, I'm also at the mercy of these particular device apparatus. And so bringing that sensitivity into live performance and just asking the audience to question and maybe have a little bit more awareness around their bodies and the agency that they have with devices and that they use in day-to-day life.
Yeah. That's a lot of devices.
It's true.
So you've spoken about the expectations of the embodied gaze when it comes to prosthetics, and you're kind of unpacking it in this way. When people question, you know, how they use these devices, do you want them to, are you kind of telling them to question to stop using them or just kind of, you know, step back a bit from all the daily use?
We live, I guess, in such an oculocentric world that it's also that what Lux and I discuss a lot is coming back to the haptic realm, the real sensuous kind of sensual body realm. So in terms of the embodied gaze, for Lux, when she's wearing the camera, at one stage she wears it on her shoulder. How does that sit? How does then the camera inform the way that she moves? And hopefully that quality can read through the captured image for the audience. So just, yeah, that kind of sensitivity, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. So, and you know, you've been talking, you've been working really long with Lux on this. How did that collaboration all really come about?
Back in 2016, Lux invited me onto a project of hers, actually, and it was out in Anna Bay in the dunes, and this long day of filming. And I think from that moment, in that windswept, sandy, intense day, we just had a really strong connection. I took my stilts along for the day and I just said, hey, at the end of the...
Stilts in sand dunes?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Let's just try it, you know. Let's just see what this looks like. And we captured some really beautiful images, and, yeah, we knew that we had a very similar aesthetic and also a very similar approach to the way we see the world and how we want to experience it, and then also the way we want to make art.
Mm.
So that's where it all began, really.
Yeah. How has it been working in Riverside Theatres as a space?
Down in Parramatta, we've been really lucky. Legs in the Wall has been super generous, and they gave us a week of rehearsal space down at the Red Box in Lilyfield. So we had this beautiful venue there to just settle in for the first week. And then the following weeks, we've been at Studio 404 down at Parramatta, and that's been awesome, just having a one space, just really, what's the word, really nurtured solid in that one space to just generate and create and really unpack everything that we're trying to, you know, squeeze into a 30-minute work. But, yeah, and Form Dance has just been so supportive with all of, you know, the marketing and just this, all the things that an independent artist just is like, oh, don't have to think about that, please. Take that.
Excellent. Now, you know, we've talked about the stills, we've talked about the camera. What I'm also really interested about is the sound and costume. How does that all come in?
We've been working really closely with a composer and sound designer, Ashley Scott, who's been lovely. And it's, as we're trying to figure out what the work is, so too is he. So the conversation is just ongoing, you know, right up until we're going to have a rehearsal today after this interview, and he's going to come into the studio and just work through the finer details of and fine-tuning of the work. And with the costuming, we have gone with these mixed flesh tones. I guess the choice in doing that is to just allow the prosthetics to be those strong metallic shapes and materials in the space. We did go through a period of time wanting to also cover them in flesh tones, but we're like, okay, it's another work. We can't fit it in. So the costuming has kind of been a real choice around just not wanting to, letting it kind of fade into the background in a way. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, it all starts off this week on the 21st.
Correct. Yeah.
Very exciting. has the work evolved much from, you know, since you've started coming into the new spaces to rehearse and stuff?
Yeah, even between, like, overnight, it just can shift, you know?
Yeah.
Some choices were made just yesterday. Our outside eye and dramaturg, Nikki Haywood, has come in and given us lots of great feedback. And because Lux and I are in the work and also making the work, super challenging to just know exactly what's happening at what time and how everything's reading. So Nikki's been great, and even up until yesterday we just made some changes, and the work is just getting stronger and stronger.
Fantastic. Well, we can't wait to see it this week from Thursday at the Riverside. But Catherine, thank you so much for joining us today.
Cheers.